Welcome to The Joy of Living, featuring your host, Barry Shore. In this time of busy and rush, we don't always take the time to appreciate the life that we have and the love of those around us. Now, the ambassador of joy invites you to take a moment, no, take an hour, and find the joy of living. Here is Barry Shore.
Good morning, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And we have good in abundance today. And you have tuned in consciously and conscientiously to The Joy of Living with your humble host, Barry Shore. That's B-A-R-R-Y. S-H-O-R-E, Barry Shore, is sitting here in Venice Beach, California, overlooking the vast Pacific Ocean. And this show, The Joy of Living, is brought to you by that magical, mysterious, multifaceted platform called Internet Radio, hosted on voiceamerica.com. And we are happy that you are here, because this one, the only reason this show exists, the only reason I'm here, the only reason we're bringing on an amazing guest today who's going to infuse you with more joy and love of life, is because you care most about you. Y-O-U-E-W-E, you. That's the reason you're listening. You want to be the best you possible. And that's why you're here listening to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore and joining 263,917 people around the globe who also want the same thing, striving to be better, the best you possible, because you, when you are the best you, then you create more harmony in life. And you create more harmony, you create more peace, you create more gentleness and kindness in the world. And that's where the world, that's the kind of world you want to create and you want to live in. And you're going to be able to do that in abundance today. So, as you know, on this show, we have a regular audience of somewhere between 220,000, 230,000 people. And every week, welcoming another 30-plus thousand people. Thank you, because other people recommended the show, The Joy of Living. It's not The Joy of Living. It's The Joy of Living. That's what you want to feel, that passion in life. And we discussed the three fundamentals of life here. First one is life. Your life has a purpose. And as a result of that, you can go mad. Now, in this case, mad is a great word. It's an acronym that stands for Go Make a Difference. Yes, you can make a difference. Everybody can make a difference, from the simplest action to the greatest action. It doesn't matter. Go make a difference. And how do you do that? Oftentimes by unlocking the power and the secrets of everyday words and terms. And when you learn how to do that, you begin to retrain your brain to think in positive, powerful, purposeful, pleasant ways, a form of neuro-linguistic programming that now allows the thoughts to come out in words and the words to be manifested in deeds. And then you create the world that you want to live in, more harmonious, more beautiful, more loving and kind. And one of the great words that we, as an example, use is an acronym. It's WWW. Now, if you ask anybody, what does WWW stand for? They'll tell you, well, it has something to do with the internet. And factually, that's correct. But in our world, the world of the powerful secrets of everyday words and terms, WWW stands for, drumroll, fanfare, da-da-da-da, What a Wonderful World. And what a is a word, W-H-A-T-A, What a Wonderful World. And that song, of course, was made famous by Louis Armstrong, Satchmo, who brought it to the world and touched tens and hundreds of millions of people with that song, What a Wonderful World. And you can't even think of those words without smiling. Now, SMILE is one of the most important acronyms that you'll ever learn, memorize, utilize, and internalize. Because SMILE, S-M-I-L-E, stands for Seeing Miracles in Life Every Day. Yes, seeing miracles in life every day. Now, invariably, we have people putting up on the board, sending in questions, saying, hey, Mr. Shore, I've been up for hours already. I haven't seen any miracles. And I ask them, Are you here? Are you alive? Well, yes. Millions of people on the planet did not get up this morning. Are you hearing my voice? Millions of people on the planet can't hear. Can you see? Can you walk? Can you talk? Do you have clean water? Miracles. Seeing miracles in life every day. That's a wow. That's what you say when you can't express it any other way. And WOW is a wonderful acronym that stands for Words of Wisdom, Words of Wonder. Now, I do have to interrupt myself and tell you that your humble host, and warn you in advance, your humble host does use four-letter F-U word, and I'll use it liberally throughout the show. And one of the reasons I do is because it's fun. Oh, right away, there it is. Fun. F-U, capital N, capital N, fun. Now, of course, the people in the audience, the skeptics, say, wait a minute, Mr. Shore, you don't tell how you spell fun. It's only three letters. Not in my world. Remember, this is our world to unlock the secrets and the power of everyday words and terms. Fun, F-U-N-N, four letters, capital N, capital N. So after you get off the show and you're going to meet your family, your friends later, and you put a big smile on your face, remember what that stands for, and you point a little finger with a twinkle in your eye and say, F-U, everybody. Remember to add immediately, capital N, capital N, fun. Now, if you ever miss a moment of this show and you don't want to do that, and you want to hear it again, and you really want to do that, and you want to share it with at least five people, give me five, and you really want to do that with family, with friends, and actually especially with people who are not your friends, or you think people who don't like you or you don't like, especially share with them, because when you do that, you build a bridge. You build a bridge of harmony. You do that, you create more peace and kindness and love in the world. And the way to do that is go to BarryShore.com, BarryShore, BarryShore.com. And everything you're going to be hearing today, books and information and such, just go to BarryShore.com. You'll find this episode posted and everything will be there for you. So you don't have to worry about remembering and writing down and such like that. Just enjoy. Have F-U, everybody, fun. And when you do that, you're going to create the world that you want to live in. Now, CREATE is a wondrous acronym, and it stands for Causing Rethinking, Enabling All to Excel. Because that's what you do when you created the world that you want to live in. And the way to do that is with two of the most powerful words in the English language, and those two words are thank you. Thank. To thank is one of the most important words you could ever use on a regular basis. Thank stands for to harmonize and network kindness. To harmonize and network kindness. Everybody, everyone that you meet is fighting a battle you know nothing about. Therefore, be kind always. And as the Dalai Lama has wanted to say and has written down, be kind whenever possible. And it's always possible. Thank you. Someone brings you a cup of coffee and you paid for it. Thank you. Someone opens the door for you. Thank you. Someone didn't open the door for you. Thank you. Someone cut you off in traffic. Thank you. You got up in the middle of the night and you stubbed your toe. You say, thank you. Thank you causes kindness to flow. And kind keep is an acronym that stands for Keep Inspiring Noble Deeds. We have one of the masters of the world, one of the masters of the world in the realm of kindness with us today. This man is not only a great man, he's a doctor. Yes, and not only just a doctor, but he is a doctor that brings to the world expertise in several different areas. And it's not just because he studied it, because he's lived it. So what we're going to do, we're going to go to a break in just a couple of minutes. Before we do that, I'm going to allow and I'm going to encourage and I'm going to bring forth one of the most interesting people you'll ever have a chance to listen to. His name is Dr. Herman Williams. And I'm going to ask him, Herman, would you please give a big hello to 263,917 people around the world who are eager to hear your voice and what you have to share. Give a big hello, please.
Hello, so that, hello, everybody.
Thank you. So that be Dr. Herman Williams. And Herman is a, as I said, a remarkable being. He's a doctor of medicine from Boston University, which is here in the United States. He is a master of business administration from the University of Washington. He holds a master's in public health from Harvard University, and he's a certified, a board certified coach. And you know something? All of that doesn't matter a whit when it comes to what you care about, which is you. So Herman, when we come back from this break, is going to be discussing the most important subject that you care about, which is you. And he's going to tell you a story about what happened with him and how he came to understand the value and the greatness and the beauty of living in kindness. Because kindness is what makes the world happen and creates a better world for all of us. When you learn about that and you hear Herman's story, you will be so moved that your whole being will resonate with kindness, because Herman Williams knows how to move the being, because he's one of the greatest people that I've ever had the chance of interacting with. So stay tuned, stay in the edge of your seats, because you're going to meet one of the great masters of the world when it comes to kindness, which affects you directly, and that's what you care about. Y-O-U. That's why you're listening to The Joy of Living, and we'll be back with you right after this break. Stay tuned. Don't go away.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? Me, Barry Shore here. BarryShore, BarryShore.com. That's www.barryshore.com. And the www stands for What a Wonderful World. Do you ever get frustrated by traffic? Huh? Are you fully and supremely happy at work? Well, if you are, great. And if you're not, go to www.barryshore.com and download the 11 strategies for living in joy daily. And it's free, or your money back. Free, or your money cheerfully refunded. Free. Go to barryshore.com. 11 strategies for living in joy daily. Go forth. Live the blessing. Spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love.
There's nothing better than spreading joy, happiness, peace, and love. And now you can do so by giving Keep Smiling cards. The Daily Smile mission is to promote joy, happiness, peace, and love to all. Help the world to reach the goal of 10 million Keep Smiling cards in circulation by 2020. The best part is that the Keep Smiling cards cost you nothing. All you pay is the postage cost. Go to thedailysmile.com and order your card. Join the Keep Smiling movement right now. Visit thedailysmile.com.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, voiceamerica.com.
You are listening to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. To participate in today's program, we invite you to call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to Barry at barryshore.com. Now, back to The Joy of Living.
Good morning, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And we have good in abundance, and we've manifested in a human being. His name is Dr. Herman Williams. And without more ado, I'm just going to tell you one brief thing about Herman. Herman has lived a life that makes a difference. He is a purposeful being, and he's just authored a really powerful and useful book. The title is CLEAR, C-L-E-A-R, all caps with an exclamation point, and then the subtitle is Living the Life You didn't dream of. So with that as an introduction, wonderful, fabulous Herman Williams, please come on stage and share with us who you are and what it is you're going to be able to help us with.
Good morning, Barry. Thank you so much. You know, I normally don't sing, but I've just been listening to you. I've been inspired to sing and start my day off positively. And I just encourage the listeners today to reflect on my story, which is there's nothing special. We all have a special story. It's just one story that I think I use to inspire people. And Barry, maybe I'll just quickly start with the inspiration for the title, you know, is that we all have these wonderful dreams. Mine was wonderful and slightly selfish. I wanted to be the team doctor for the Los Angeles Lakers. And I mean, being a doctor is great and having that goal, but I think being a superficial doctor to the stars was this goal that I'd set on. Needless to say, I kind of fooled around, and I was inspired by a young man who said, look, if you really want to be a doctor, you need to get your act together, get with the books, knock out that admission test, and get going. And I was fortunate enough to have someone kind of slap me around at an early age. But the message to our listeners is that you can always regroup and find purpose and find a new dream. And so I set this dream. I finally got into med school, which was just incredible. The first person in my family to attend med school. And then I set another incredible dream to be an orthopedic surgeon. That happened. And I was on my way. I knew I could taste success. And when I applied to the Curlin Joe Clinic for their sports medicine fellowship, 30 days later, I dropped dead on the basketball court with a cardiac arrest.
Whoa! I need to interrupt you, Herman. Here, the story is going along. Here's a guy who is climbing up, but in the most positive way, hitting the books, getting into school, passing the exam, going to be the doctor to the stars. He knows it. He can feel it in his bones. And he's out there playing ball and how old were you at that time?
I was 31 at that time.
And you were in the best of health. You were a doctor. You couldn't even diagnose yourself. You didn't know this could happen. Wow. Tell us more.
I know. And we all think we're, vulnerable, and we can't be hurt by anything.
We're invincible.
Exactly. And there I was at a young age with my dream just completely up in smoke. But at the same time, there were lots of blessings. And I just tell people that a couple of things I'd like them to remember from today. One is when one door closes, Barry, another one opens. So look for the door that's going to open if you feel like something is closed. The other thing I would say is that, you know, things come in, they come in surprises. So even though I had dropped dead, and I could have been depressed for the rest of my life, not having my dream, I was blessed enough to be resuscitated by four friends of mine who were anesthesiologists. So I was on an anesthesia basketball team. Imagine that.
Wait a minute. Herman, that's only too funny, right? I mean, think about it. He's playing ball. Is there a doctor in the house? No, there's a doctor within 3 inches of him everywhere he looks.
Exactly. Exactly. I was blessed to meet my wife, Jeannie, and my wife was a scorekeeper, and she yelled at the top of her lungs for everyone to come because I had passed out on the sidelines, and they started CPR immediately. And we now know that speed to CPR after a cardiac arrest is really very significant towards the outcome, and so I was blessed. And then I realized, you know, there I was sitting in the hospital just trying to figure out what I was going to do with my life. A man came in my room, a physician, and he said, essentially, Herman, you qualify for this new clinical trial for this new thing. We've got this great idea. We're going to put a defibrillator surgically in your body, And Herman, you'll never have to dial 911 again. This defibrillator will detect an abnormal heart rate, and guess what? It'll shock you, boom, into a normal rhythm. And of course, now we all know that that's sort of a way of life 28 years later, because we realized how effective that device was.
But wait a minute, are you telling us that you were one of the first people in the world to have this put in?
I was in the original clinical trials, correct.
But look, we're talking to a man who is a walking miracle. Remember we said before, everybody, SMILE stands for seeing miracles in life every day. You're hearing one. I mean, talk about living the dream. Thank you, Herman. That's beautiful.
Yes, and so, again, the irony of having this beautiful device, but we couldn't figure out the right dosage of medication to slow my arrhythmia, because the approach to someone who has an abnormal heart rate is to treat it with medication and have the defibrillator as a backup in case the medication failed. Well, because we didn't know the right dosage and we started so low, I got shocked 45 times by my defibrillator while I was awake in the first 6 months.
The nerve of the machine.
I know.
Stop shocking me. Stop
crazy.
That.
it was crazy, but it was saving my life. And so, you know, I've had these experiences where you're faced with what seems to be something that's so horrific, but you have to look for the goodness in it. You have to look for the positive in order to keep yourself motivated to move ahead and to do good things in life. And I just, you know, I went through a very long process to make the defibrillator my friend. as I say now, it's better to be seen and not felt. But it was a blessing. Literally 45 times I had died again and was resuscitated by this device.
Let's put a few things in context here. I just want to recap for everybody because you know your story. I wrote down a couple of notes. One of the things that Herman has mentioned is that when one door closes, another opens. Now, we know it as a phrase, but I want to just add a little pixie dust to it. And when the door closes, it may not be a door that opens. It could be a window. It could be a hole in the wall. It could be the roof collapsing. It could be someone grabbing you. You don't know what it means to have doors open, because in this world, we say shift happens. Now, what happens, unfortunately, for most people is they leave out the F. See, it's shift happens. So Herman got clear. One of the reasons he wrote this book is because he got clear that he was revitalized 45 times. He woke up from the dead. If you can't get clear after that, you can't be alive. So we have a couple minutes to the break. Let's just move into the book portion, because I want to make sure we only have a couple, you know, only 20, 30 minutes with you, and I want to grab and squeeze you for all you're worth.
Okay.
Clear. He has done something called, he's built something called the kindness scale. So let's just talk about for a couple of minutes before this break, what do you see as kindness? And then after the break, we'll talk about the kindness scale. So nobody will leave because they want to hear about the kindness scale. So what is it that motivated you to talk about this word kindness, which you know I love a lot?
Exactly. I mean, if I use your definition of the word kind, you know, keep inspiring noble deeds, that's really what kindness is. What can you do to be noble for someone else, you know, whether that's helping someone through the doorway, helping a mom on an airplane with a bunch of bags, whatever, buying a cup of coffee for the person behind you. What can I do to inspire kindness through others and just cause a shockwave of kindness, because it catches on? You do something kind, someone else says, oh my God, I'm going to do something kind. And it goes on and on and on that way. And so that, to me, is the essence of kindness.
So you're saying to us, at least I'm going to say it like this, not only is kindness good for the other person, the four most powerful words that I've ever used are, how can I help? But it redounds to your own benefit, you're gaining by it, and it has a never ending ripple. It cannot be stopped by anything. That's how powerful kindness is. Is that right, Herman? Nothing can stop
it. That's right. That's right. And actually, Barry, I believe the more you put out there, the more you get back. And so not only is it never ending, but it has a loop effect. And I believe I've just done so many kind deeds in my life that it has created this essence of kindness for myself in return, because I've just been so blessed. I can't explain it, except that it's the energy brought back to me from what I put out there.
And everybody understand, we're talking to a highly trained, skilled physician with several degrees in different disciplines in the medical world. He's not just telling you, hey, be happy, everybody. He's giving you clinical analysis of what it means to be kind. This is absolutely fabulous. And the book, Clear, Living the Life You Didn't Dream Of, has practices, tips, and tools, which we're going to talk about when we come back. I loved hearing Herman's voice. It's so endearing. I just want to tell you that, Herman. Your voice is charming and engaging, and really you have such a great bedside manner. You should be a doctor. Okay, so we're going to come back in about 38 seconds. Well, actually, we have a break in 38 seconds. We'll come back right after this commercial break, and we're going to talk about the kindness scale and how people can implement it and really build that loop that just keeps going more and more and more, the perpetual motion machine of good. See you right back here. Herman, don't go away. We need you. Everybody, stay in the edge of your seat. Be right back.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Now, how do I know you're good-looking? Because you're always looking for and finding the good. Barry Shore here, the ambassador of joy. Joy, that which expands your consciousness, fills your heart to overflowing, and enables you to navigate the most turbulent seas. Joy, it's yours if you want it, and it's free. Go to barryshore.com, www.barryshore.com. It's free to get your 11 strategies with living in joy daily, free or your money back. Go forth, live the blessing, spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love.
There's nothing better than spreading joy, happiness, peace, and love. And now you can do so by giving Keep Smiling cards. The Daily Smile mission is to promote joy, happiness, peace, and love to all. Help the world to reach the goal of 10 million Keep Smiling cards in circulation by 2020. The best part is that the Keep Smiling cards cost you nothing. All you pay is the postage cost. Go to thedailysmile.com and order your card. Join the Keep Smiling movement right now. Visit thedailysmile.com.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. To participate in today's program, we invite you to call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to Barry at barryshore.com. Now, back to The Joy of Living.
Good morning, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And we have good in abundance. Now, by the way, the word good is so interesting. G-O-O-D, two O's. Let's use the second O. I'd like you to snip it somewhere. And now that you've cut it, we're going to elongate that O and make it into an L. So the word is gold, because when you're good, you're gold. And we got gold in abundance here with Dr. Herman Williams, the author of Clear, Living the Life You Didn't Dream Of. And he's telling us about how he was revived 45 times from the dead. And if you missed it, you got to listen again. And you know, we ever want to miss a moment of this, you want to share it. So go to barryshore.com, B-A-R-R-Y. S-H-O-R-E, barryshore.com. You can hear it, you can share it, and it's just so enlivening because Dr. Herman Williams is talking to us about kindness and what he's created called the kindness scale. So please, wonderful Herman, tell us what the kindness scale is. If you can sing it, it's even better, but what is it and how do you use it?
So, you know, the kindness scale really came out of what I define as the ABCs of life. And I use ABC because that's the way they teach CPR. A is for airway, B is for breathing, C is for circulation. So I said, how can I come up with an ABC mnemonic? And I came up with acceptance. That's my A. Acceptance for the fact that we all have something. You mentioned earlier in the show, everybody's dealing with something, but accept what that is. Don't let that define you. For me, it's a cardiac abnormality. Don't let that hold me back, but don't be ignorant. Don't be in denial. So accept what malady or situation you have. B is for breathing, and that is the first thing you do before you relax is take a deep breath. And so take a deep breath and just relax into all the situations that you face, and you'll be more effective, and the people around you will be more responsive. And the last one, Barry, is C for compassion, live a life of compassion. And when I explained that to a friend of mine, she said, you know, I just don't know how to be compassionate. So I said, you know what? Being compassionate is being kind. And let me come up with a scale in case people want to say, how can I be compassionate? So I actually have four levels in my kindness scale. I won't go into everything in detail, but the first one, Barry, is the most simplest gesture of kindness, and that's a smile. And of course,
yeah, are we aligned or what?
Seeing miracles in life every day. But it's catchy. You will notice everybody can try this today. Just smile at someone, and you'll notice they'll smile back at you. Now, once in a while, there'll be someone who's kind of, they just want to be stuck in their nasty, moody self, and they won't smile back at you. But I guarantee you, 99 times out of 100, you smile at someone, they'll smile back. They won't know you. You won't say anything. They won't know why you smiled at you. They'll just, you know, say, oh, hi, thank you, good morning. So that's the most simplest. And it essentially escalates in activity. The next level would be opening a door for someone. And I'll tell you just a real super quick story. I was on a plane yesterday, and I see this mother walking on. She's got a baby in a backpack, in a front pack. She's pushing a luggage forward. She's got another luggage she's dragging behind her. And everybody is watching this poor woman struggle.
Wait a minute. One second, Herman. Everyone except for one. Keep going.
Except for me.
Yeah. Of course. Thank you.
And like you said, I want to be the best me I can, and everybody needs to be the best you they can be. So I hopped into action, and I grabbed the bag. I helped her. She said, oh, my God, thank you so much. And it was amazing because all the people around me were saying, oh, that was so nice. And I said, yeah, it was. Why didn't you do it? But anyway, some of us are shy. Some of us are, you know, we think that, like, oh, she would be embarrassed or she would be afraid, or she was so pleased that somebody recognized how she was struggling. So anyway, that's another escalation up
this
the smile
so
skills.
Important. Okay, I want to interrupt because I want to regroup just because, you know, we want to give people the ability to Breathe, like you said. So let's go back. The ABC of the kindness scale, acceptance, breathing, and compassion. And I would urge, with your permission, Dr. Williams, I'm going to ask 263,917 people now just to use 3 seconds and inhale, allow a conscious, loving breath. So on the count of three, just begin a conscious, loving breath. One, two, three. With big thanks to Dr. Williams. That's your RX. ABC, acceptance, breathing, and compassion. I just want to mention to you, wonderful Dr. Williams, that you may or may not know some of my history, but suffice it to say, I'm only telling you because we have 230 plus thousand people listen every week and they know the story. We have about 30,000 extra people every week, and you're one of the new ones. 15 years ago, I was standing up in the morning just like you. In the evening, I was in the hospital as a quadriplegic, paralyzed from my neck down. And it was not from a spinal cord injury. It was because of a rare disease, one that you will know called Guillain-Barré syndrome. But the important reason I mention it is because, thank God, today I'm much better. I'm able to be vertical and ambulatory, albeit with the help of a 6.5-foot walking wand, and I still need help walking up a stair and a curb. But the reason I mention it is Herman said, about if you have something, he has an arrhythmic heart situation. There's a famous phrase in my world, which is part of your world, Herman, diagnosis is not destiny. Mm-hmm. Diagnosis is not destiny. Fine, you have something. Okay, thank you. Next, let's go and smile. Because Herman told me to, and Herman is a doctor. He's giving us a prescription for being the best you possible. That's why you're listening to The Joy of Living, because you care about you. You want to be the best you. So he tells us on the kindness scale, the first and easiest and most wonderful thing to do is smile. Yeah. And then, how can I help? Okay, he saw an opportunity to be of benefit. He's a Bob. That's, by the way, it's one of our acronyms. We have Mom, Bob, and Pop. You're a Bob, Herman. You be of benefit. So after that, what's next on the scale?
So the next thing is actually using your experience, your expertise. Like for me, being a doctor, I always tell my friends, if you end up in the hospital, call me and let me know so that I can make a call and use my influence to make sure that you have a better experience. If you're an attorney and you're trying to help somebody else, look, call me if you have a legal issue so I can help you navigate the legal waters. So using your expertise to help another individual.
That
and
is
of course,
beautiful.
The final, yeah. And the final level of the kindness scale is to do something just above and beyond the call of duty. For me, Barry, I've been a benefit and a recipient of a level 4 kind act, and that is I've had CPR provided to me twice in my life, once by a group of people I knew and once by a man who I did not know at all, who jumped into action because he saw me go down. And then another example of a level 4 kindness act is giving an organ to somebody who needs it. My wife told me this story about a friend in her Bible study group who was getting prepared to have surgery to have one of her kidneys given to someone that she did not know. And that just blew me away. What? I'm giving an organ to someone I don't know that I might need someday, but I am doing it as a random act of kindness. That just blew me away. So that's the 4 levels of the kindness scale.
Absolutely fantastic. I wasn't going to go deeper into something. You have mentioned to me that, in your opinion, and I believe it's true, that kindness can solve the great divisions that we are experiencing, certainly in the United States, and I think even globally. Just speak about that for a couple of minutes before we go to this break, and then Herman's going to stay with us and come back. But just for a couple of minutes, why do you think that kindness can solve the seemingly great divisions that are affecting us today?
Yeah, absolutely. I think about this all the time. I'm so glad you asked it, because kindness, it just supersedes race. It supersedes sex. It supersedes wealth. You can be kind to everyone. And my father once told me, Barry, he said, I don't care how many initials you have behind your name. You remember, when you go to work, you speak to everybody, from the man who opens the door to you, to the woman who empties your trash at night, to the CEO of the company. You treat everybody with kindness. And I'll tell you, it's become a way of life for me. And I think it is the solution to the divide that we are experiencing now, is people are telling us, you know, blame somebody else for the problems that you have. Instead of, through kindness, someone may randomly help you with a situation you're experiencing just because you gave them a simple kind act.
You know, that kind act starts with a smile. That is so beautiful.
It does. So I'm just going to quickly tell you this story. In 2017, Barry, after literally 25 years of not having any problems with my cardiac problem, I walked into an airport, and the first thing I did is I smiled at this young man sitting in the Delta Crown room. He smiled back at me, and Barry, 30 seconds later, I had a cardiac arrest and I dropped dead. And that was the man who made the decision to do CPR on me.
Now, what we love God. We love God.
What if I had snarled at him? Or what if he said, good morning, and I said, yeah, up yours, you know?
Yeah, and he said, well, I'm going to up yours in just a moment, kid. Get ready.
<That's right.> <laughs>
That is so wonderful, Herman. Everybody listening is really, the jaws are dropping, so I want them to pick it up off the ground and be aware that what Herman's talking about, be kind. Keep inspiring noble deeds. This is the Dalai Lama speaking to us right now. Because the Dalai Lama, I told you, said, be kind whenever possible. And as Herman says, it's always possible. And when it's possible and you do it, you not only bridge the divide, you heal. And when you bring healing and health, you want to hear a great acronym, Herman? Health stands for helping everyone achieve life through happiness. That's what good health is. You are bringing us good health, good mental health, and it's healing the divide, and it's bringing about greater peace and love and joy into the world. Herman Williams, we love you. Everybody, don't go away. We're coming back right after this short commercial break, and you're going to get another little taste of this amazing being called Dr. Herman Williams. Stay tuned. There's more coming. Back at you.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Now, how do I know you're good-looking? Because you're always looking for the good. Are you living in joy? Are you fully fulfilled at work? Do you ever get upset by traffic? Well, if you're living the great life, great. If not, I can show you in 6 minutes a day how to live in joy daily. Just go to BarryShore.com, BarryShore.com, 6 minutes a day, download the 11 strategies, and you will learn how to live in joy daily. And it's free, or your money back. Absolutely free, or your money back. Go to BarryShore.com. WWW, first, stands for What a Wonderful World. Best wishes. Bye now.
There's nothing better than spreading joy, happiness, happiness, peace, and love. And now you can do so by giving Keep Smiling cards. The Daily Smile mission is to promote joy, happiness, peace, and love to all. Help the world to reach the goal of 10 million Keep Smiling cards in circulation by 2020. The best part is that the Keep Smiling cards cost you nothing. All you pay is the postage cost. Go to thedailysmile.com and order your card. Join the Keep Smiling movement right now. Visit thedailysmile.com.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. To participate in today's program, we invite you to call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to Barry at barryshore.com. Now, back to The Joy of Living.
Good morning, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. Good in abundance manifested in the being called Dr. Herman Williams, who, by the way, resides with his wonderful wife and son in Nashville, Tennessee. And Herman, in addition to many other things, is an accomplished musician. But the instrument that he plays best is called the instrument of life. That's who he is. He plays the instrument of life. And as a physician, and he's written this great book about kindness, we're going to blend the two together. I'm going to ask him to speak about people that have health issues. And there are millions and billions of people around the planet who have health issues. Herman, tell us how kindness can help people with health issues.
Yeah, so I think, again, I think kindness is a sense of essence. It's a sense of wanting to give. And I believe the more you give, the more you get. And I think that there's been so many people that have provided me with so much support. And so the book talks about if you have a health problem, and Barry, you said it best, everybody has something. And it's all relative. I had a guy tell me, he said, oh, my God, I heard your story, and I'm never going to complain. Listen, you can't compare stories. Everybody, it's all relative. Whatever your misery could be, another person's like, no big deal. But it, to you, what it means to you, the fact that you're suffering is what's important. And I think that you need to surround yourself with people who are understanding and kind and gentle, people who help you through this illness or this health challenge that you're dealing with. So kindness is truly an important part of healing. But the other thing I want to point out is a lot of it is perception and interpretation. I could be a miserable man who said, I lost my career at a young age and I'm never going to operate again and just feel sorry for myself. When I said, you know what, I have blessings. I have my wife. I have a woman who stood by me for 28 years and helped me regain my my pride and who I was as a person. I have a job. You know, it's just so many beautiful things. And sometimes you have to force yourself to count them, write them down on paper. What are my blessings? Oh, my God, I've got an incredible son. You know, oh, my God, I've got a wonderful boss. You know, I'm alive. Like you said, there are a million people who didn't wake up this morning.
That's
you've
right.
got to put it into perspective. You've got to remind yourself of the blessings. And sometimes that helps you interpret pain, and it certainly helps you interpret what really position you are in life. And there is always a way out. There's always a way of healing or enjoying the time that we have on this life. There's nothing that's guaranteed. And so don't say, oh, my God, you know, I could say, you know, I'm going to die in the next 5 years. Well, let's make that the best doggone 5 years of our lives. You know, don't dwell on that. And so I just want to emphasize that because I know a lot of your listeners probably are dealing with something, whether it's you or family or, you know, friends. Be supportive if it's someone else. Be there for them. And I want to give a huge shout out to all of the people, the caretakers of those
yes,
of us who have
yes,
these illnesses,
yes.
because they are the unsung heroes that don't get praise for what they're doing to help those of us with challenges get through life. So
well,
a big shout out to the
caretakers.
On that
particular note, let's sing a little ditty to caretakers. A one and a two and a one, two, three. Caretakers, we love you.
Caretakers,
we love you. You are so wonderful. And I'm saying it from deep in my heart because my greatest caretaker is my wife of 42 years. And in addition to that, an amazing man named Steven Sanfuka, who has been with me since the day I got out of the hospital, Herman, 15 years ago, 7 days a week, 12 hours a day. And he still talks to me.
Yeah.
And but you're right. Herman Williams, I can barely begin to say thank you for hundreds of thousands of people around the globe who are listening to us right now, and the million plus people who will be listening, because these are going to be shared by people who are going to give me five, give us five. I would like to do the following. I'm going to reach out in a count of three and envelop you in a huge hug. Are you ready, sir?
I'm ready to receive.
One, two, three. Yabba!
I'm loving you, Barry.
Herman Williams, Dr. Herman Williams, we want to say thank you. We're going to wrap up the show by doing a brief recount of some amazing things that he shared with us, what we know. Remember, life, your life has purpose. And because of that, you can go mad. Go make a difference. Everybody can make a difference. If it's a smile or carrying somebody's bags, holding a door open, giving CPR, wow, you made a difference in the world. That's a wow. That's words of wisdom. And smile, remember, smile stands for seeing miracles in life. Every day. And when you do that, you're creating a better world. Create, causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. And remember, F you, everybody. F you, capital N, capital N. Big smile on your face, twinkling your eye. F you, point that finger, capital N, capital N. And say thank you. Because thank is that word that is the most powerful in the world to harmonize and network kindness. We've been learning about kindness from one of the great expositors, Dr. Herman Williams. His book, Clear, Living the Life You Didn't Dream Of, Kind, Keep Inspiring Noble Deeds. As the Dalai Lama said, be kind whenever possible. And it's always possible. Learn to say thank you at least 3 times per day, consciously and conscientiously. Thank you. Someone opened the door for you. Thank you. Someone smiled at you. Thank you. They cut you off on the freeway. Thank you with a big smile on your face. Because when you do that, you're reverberating. And you're creating that ripple that can never be stopped. There's no force in the world that can impede goodness and kindness and peace and love. So we're going to leave you with a blessing. And I'll say this in the name of Dr. Herman Williams as well. I think he'll agree with me. The blessing is, go forth. Live the blessing. Spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Bye, everybody. Make it a great one. Bye now.
Thank you for tuning in this week to The Joy of Living. Please join Barry Shore for another edition of the program next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time and 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. And as Barry says, give me five. Share this show with 5 people you love. Bring joy into your heart and love unto others. And we'll see you here next week.